This is a rampage on the idea of the power of saying, I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. What this means for me is that I am bringing my attention to the flow of energy in my experience, which means my thinking, my speaking, and the things that are moving around me. And I'm beginning to see the interconnectedness of all of this in ways that are utterly delicious, utterly delightful, and utterly amazing. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. What that means for me is that I look around and I see the perfection of what this is, where this is, and why this is. As I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, I begin to notice more and more and more that the very thing that is rising up in front of me, whatever that may be, whether that is an object, a person, a situation, a circumstance, whatever it may be, that the very thing that is rising up in front of me is very much rising up to help me, is very much rising up to happen in harmony with all of the other things that are happening, and is very much happening in a way that is delightful and magical and wondrous. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and what this means for me is that today, where I'm standing, where I'm sitting, where I go about, what I'm seeing and what I'm having, these things are all helping me. They're all rising up in harmony, and they're all flowing through me, expressing out into the world and coming back to me in feedback, showing me how perfect everything is. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. There was a time in the past when I was confused about what I was thinking in relationship to what I was having, and I was looking at the things that I was having and wishing that they were different, and finding myself in conflict with them. But as I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, I begin to see the harmony of everything in play. I begin to see the perfection of everything in play. And that includes the ways in which I am thinking thoughts, I am speaking of myself and others, I am going about in the world and experiencing the situations and circumstances that rise up to meet me, and I see the interconnected perfection of all of these things. Even when I trip, even when I stumble, there is a perfection. Even when things do not seem to go smoothly, there is a perfection. For I now realize that trying to achieve perfection, trying to be smooth, trying to look good, was not anything that I really wanted. What I always wanted was to see the innate nature of the serendipity of all the things that come through me, surround me, and rise up to meet me. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and the thoughts that I am thinking at this moment, at this time, and in this way, their perfection is astounding. It is quite obvious, but it is not hitting me over the head. What I'm noticing more and more and more is the subtle nature of these thoughts, the subtle nature of my awareness. These are not hidden things now revealed to me. They've never once been hidden. Now it's very clear, and now it's very obvious that all of the serendipity that is here for me, rising up to meet me, all of this is happening for me, on my behalf and to my benefit. Wonderful things are occurring. I am delighting and reveling and basking in the wondrousness and the magic, for I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and I am seeing the world around me coming together in magical and delightful ways. Every person I encounter, every thought that I think, every place that I go, every word that I speak, every word that I hear, everything I see, everything I encounter, everyone everywhere is in perfect harmony with everyone and everything else. That includes me sitting at the center of all of this, for I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. I am allowing myself to have these moments of magic more and more and more and more, and I even see a serendipity in the serendipity of the thoughts that I'm thinking. I see how perfect it is when I'm aware of the serendipity, and I'm also seeing how perfect it is when I'm oblivious to it. I have never once done anything wrong, for that would not be a serendipitous thought. I've always been in the right place at the right time, and the events that have occurred, even the ones that I didn't like, the people I have met and come across and encountered and experienced have always been there helping me even when I didn't like what they were doing. I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and I am aware of the presence of my opinions, the things that sit off to the side, abstractly analyzing what is happening. And even those are now falling within the realm of serendipity, for I am noticing how powerful the opinions I have about this, that, or the other, whatever direction they may go, whatever thought they may offer, whatever opinion they may proffer, these things are helping me. And so thoughts that feel worse are helping me turn in the direction of what feels better. And like all thoughts which are curving and curving around and curving around and curving around, I find myself curving over to the side of what feels better once I encounter a thought that feels worse, and the serendipity of that is actually quite delicious indeed. For I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and in the thinking of these thoughts, and in the rampaging of these thoughts, and in the awareness of who I am, and in the owning of who I am, and recognizing what is occurring, there is a relief that is arising moment after moment after moment, which was always there, but is now very clear, as I am keenly aware of the fact that everything is simply unconditional love becoming more and more and more of itself. So I'm in the right place at the right time and in the right way, and everything happening here is happening for me, is happening on my behalf, and is most definitely happening to my benefit. It's good to be here where I am, having all of these things that are happening for me, on my behalf, and to my benefit. I am reveling in this, I'm delighting in this, and it's delicious indeed. So as I let myself have this, and let myself be in the place, and in the time, and in the way that is exactly right for me, I am delighting in all of this good, all of this delight, and all of this wonder, for I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. Whereas in the past, I would think at times that I needed to get a grip on things and that I needed to sit down and sort out my thinking and make sure it was right and good, that I needed to do something that would be helpful and useful, there's something quite powerful, very delicious, and very delightful indeed that is happening on my behalf and to my benefit. It's wonderful. It's amazing, and it's astonishing. I really do love what I am seeing and what I'm having at this moment. For I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now, and the serendipity is obvious. It's not hitting me over the head. It's not demanding my attention. It's not flashing big signs. It is simply present, and I am attuned to this awareness. I am attuned to these thoughts. I recognize what I am doing and what I am having and how wonderful it is to be here in this place at this time and in this way. And it's good. It's really good. In fact, it's quite fantastic. So as I sit here and I realize and recognize, acknowledge and allow the power and the presence of these thoughts, these serendipitous thoughts, I feel myself being carried. I can feel the curve of the energy that is flowing through me, which is not a single thing, but rather multiple, vast, multitudinous things. I can feel, in fact, as I am thinking these serendipitous thoughts, the presence of all of the different versions of me, all sitting in this one place at this one time in this one way, right here in this powerful moment of now. And it is truly astonishing. There's a subtlety and a quietness, a delight and a wonder and an awe that arises as I am thinking serendipitous thoughts now. I am embracing the true nature of my being, and I know this. I can feel this. It is not something that was missing. It was something that I ignored, and I can ignore it again. And now I see very clearly that in those moments when I ignore the serendipity of the moment, that too is serendipitous. There's a purpose and a reason, a power and a magic. Not a reasonable reason, not a reason that is full of logic, but a deep and abiding truth that is present, that even when I am ignoring who I really am, that does not have an impact or an effect on the truth of my nature. In fact, it is just a little bit of salt added to a soup of delight and wonder and magic that makes it that much tastier as I come back to remember that I am indeed thinking serendipitous thoughts now.